if I'm poor, if I'm well. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And again, the same thing, like God just said on me, and I started praying, and I hear him say, you've got to make that drive. And I was like, it can't be me. It can't be, again, my schedule, it can't be me. And after praying for about a week and really seeking the Lord, I knew what God was said. And the trip came together in 3 weeks, myself and another intercessor, and well, there were four of us. We rented an RV. We started in Miami, and we drove all the way to Maine. And I thought we might meet two or three intercessors in each state, get off the highway, speak out this declaration of awakening fire, have communion together, share some prophetic words over their state, and get back in the RV and go. God so orchestrated. Again, I knew no one. And in 3 weeks, people were just calling me, texting.
All right. Well, we're going to welcome you to Wednesday Live, and we're going to close out that interview with Rhett Palmer just because it's prayer and share, and we have a lot of important things to get to this morning. And I have Pastor Curry with me on the phone. Dr. Curry, are you able to hear us this morning? Are you able to hear us now? Let's see if we can get this thing coming through the mics. I'm going to be happier for that.
I am hearing you.
I can hear you fine. Well, good morning, and welcome to all of our WCNO family. It's right now 7:01, and this is day two of prayer and share, and we are rejoicing in the Lord. Dr. Curry, would you welcome our audience and share whatever God's put on your heart?
Yes, thank you. Praise God. Thank you for having me on the air. It's an absolute privilege to speak to the precious people on this Treasure Coast and beyond, and especially in these times we're in right now. So good morning to each and every one of you. I love you with the love Christ has given into my life, and the same spirit that's in me is in all of you that are born again. And so Amen. It's a wonderful thing to have this opportunity, and being a time of prayer and share, it's pretty vital that we keep going with this, so moving forward, because I will say WCNO, I've been part of that for many years now. And, you know, when I travel in my car anywhere, I'm always looking for teaching, and I tune in whenever I can get you, and I hear great teaching. And it's really one of a kind in this area anyway, in Florida. I'm just so excited to be a part of it. And I believe it's blessing people from all places, wherever they are. You know, it doesn't matter who we are. God is interested in each and every one of us. He has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. There's not one that God said, no, you sit on the bench, or no, that you're for another time. We are here right now, yes, today, even in the midst of the chaos, for such a time as this.
Amen.
And we are in the right and the perfect place. I am from South Africa, and I never in my wildest dreams, I could even imagine, me being in the United States of America, doing what I'm doing. God will get where He'll get you where He needs to get you if you just surrender your life to Him and let Him take over. And in these times today, I just want to say, Pastor Jonathan, in these times today, you know, especially with hurricanes coming, we keep people in prayer. We pray for the people who are going to be hit with the storm. We pray that it dissipates and you know, the thing just drops down in category size. I haven't even looked to see what it is now, but we pray and look at the people that are in the path of this thing.
Amen.
And we know that that's not of God. Some people think, well, is God teaching us a lesson? It's not of God. And so we pray God's word over this storm, and we say, peace be still, as I'm sure all of you have been praying. And being prayer and share today, you know, we pray. And then, you know, today is the 8th of October. And what I have is a habit, and we teach our church, every day you read the proverb for the day. So Proverbs 8 would be the proverb you read today. Tomorrow you'll read Proverbs 9, the whole chapter. And that's a good way to, you know, you'll always know where to read. And today it's talking about listen to wisdom. And it says here, you know, wisdom will make you healthy. Wisdom will give you knowledge and understanding. Wisdom will make you wealthy. And so, you know, wisdom comes from God. It's talking about, it's a beautiful proverb. Just, they're all beautiful. Just read today's Proverbs 8, and you'll see what wisdom offers you, knowledge and discernment, common sense and success, insight and strength, riches and honor, wealth and justice. It says, my gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. It says, you'll walk in righteousness and justice. It's just amazing. And we're talking about the wisdom of God. And how do I find the wisdom of God? I read his word. Well, what does his word say? You know, he says in his word about financial things, if you want to talk about prosperity now, there's health and there's peace. And there's, I mean, any situation is in the Bible. And the answer for every situation is in the Bible. And he's talking about, if you're looking for financial gain, if you need more to survive, we need that, but you might want to build schools and churches and orphanages and help the poor. God tells you how to do it. And the wisdom of God says, sow, and you will reap. And it's just an amazing situation. As you sow into the kingdom of God, you're sowing into your own future. And so we need to all learn to become extravagant givers. That's how I like to term myself, as an extravagant giver, always ready to give to every need and help every situation where possible. And the more I have found in my life that I have given and helped the poor and helped other people, it's absolutely an amazing thing. You know, I give tithes and offerings. The tithe goes to the church where you belong, where you get your spiritual food. Your offering can also go there, but your offering can also be elsewhere. And that offering, I believe, when God says in Malachi, he's speaking to the Israelites, which we're now part of the whole situation that we've been grafted in. So he's speaking to us, and he says, you know, you guys have withheld the tithe and the offering. He says, test me and prove me. If you tithe and bring offerings, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you cannot contain. And so I thought about that for the longest time, and I was tithing, and I was okay because he was rebuking the devourer for me, as he said he would, etc. And my money was going further because the 10% became holy, the whole lump, the 90% became holy as well. And so I said, well, why am I not seeing the increase? And then he said, but what about your offering? The tithe opens the windows of heaven. The offering pours out the blessing that you cannot contain. That's what he spoke into my spirit. And so I started to give offerings. We sow to Israel. We sow to WCNO. We sow to the poor. We sow. We give. Always give. And I promise you, God opened the windows of heaven and he poured out blessings that we could not contain. And those that know us know what we're talking about. God has blessed us and the ministry by his truth and his wisdom and his knowledge. And all we've done is obey his word, do his word. And I promise you, God has done supernatural things, miraculous miracles, signs and wonders we see almost on a daily basis. And so I want to encourage all of you listening today, don't give up on your giving. Don't give up on your tithes. Don't ever give up on the word of God. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what the situation is, I promise you, praise and sing your way into success and give with a joyful and expectant, a gloriously beautiful heart. Because God looks at the heart. He looks at our motive. Give to the kingdom of God. Advance the kingdom of God. Pray for the kingdom of God. Bless the kingdom of God. Especially the household of faith. Be good to the household of faith. And then let's get the lost, the hurting, and the dying into the kingdom of God. And I promise you, wisdom will take you beyond what you can possibly even think, imagine, over and beyond and above anything you can think or ask.
Amen.
And I'm not speaking from just what I've heard. I'm speaking from what I've seen. The word says, I did, and then I went. And one last thing I'll add, and I know you're on a time slot, Pastor Jonathan. And so one last thing I want to say, you know, if you have a need in any area, health, if you have a need for peace, if you have a need for finances, joy, whatever the need, if you're facing a problem with fear, some people at the moment are very fearful because of the hurricanes going down, the economy, and just everything that's happening in the world. You know, God says, having done all, stand. Once we've taken the word and used the word, we stand strong in faith. But whatever the need is, I want to just say this to you. The Bible is God's word, and God's word is God's will. And if you ask anything according to his will, according to 1 John 5:14, if I ask anything according to his will, which is his word, he says, I hear your petition and I give it to you. It's whatever you ask in his will,
amen,
his word,
that's
will
true,
come to pass. And so my theology and my brain now says this. That means two things, just two simple things. Number one is acquisition. I acquire the word. I read the word. I acquire it. So it's acquisition and then application. You acquire the word in your spirit for whatever your need is, and then you apply that word to your life. And the word works for whoever works the word of God. Trust me. I promise you, the word of God works. Doesn't matter if you're in Ethiopia, if you're in South Africa, if you're in South America, you're in North America. Doesn't matter which side of the tracks you were born on. There's only one side, by the way. You know? And there's no Blue Mondays. I just want you to know, in God, every day is a gift from God, and every day is a day we will rejoice in that day. So acquire the word for your situation, and then apply that word. So if you're battling financially, you're just making ends meet, as they say. You know, you're hanging on by just nails type of thing, and you go from paycheck to paycheck, just surviving. Find the word. Just get the word inside you. Once you've got that word, apply that word. God said, test me, try me. That's the one place he said you can try me, is in your finances. I'm telling you, you get the word in you, and then you apply that word and watch God work in your life. You will be amazed. And those of you that are already doing it, you know what I'm talking about. You see it, you'll never stop giving. Those of you that are applying this principle to your life, will never stop giving, and you'll never go without, not ever. Never will you be without, because God said, listen, we all know, he says, when you give, Philippians 4:19, when you give, Ephesians, he was talking to the Ephesians, he said, because you've given unto my God, now my God will supply your every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's not according to the president, whoever it's going to be, whoever it is. It's not according to the economy. It's not according to your boss. Your boss and your job will never get you debt free, ever. You have to go to an outside source. And that outside source is the source, not a resource. God is the source of your financial blessing. I encourage you, sow into this work of WCNO, sow into it, sow. With a grateful heart and gratitude and a smile on your face, and watch what God will start to do for you. Give to Israel. Pray for Israel. Watch what God will do for you. Amen. Help the poor. Become an extravagant giver. And wisdom says, if you do the word of God, you will walk in wealth and gifts and gold and wages better than anything the world can offer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.